today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamu Alaikum and welcome to another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this week, we're going to speak about Palestine. So be with us.
سلام الله يا قدس فداك الروح والنفس سلام الله يا قدس فداك الروح والنفس مهاد الدين والتقوى سلام الحب والنجوى وهل يا قدس لا نقوى مهاد الدين والتقوى سلام الحب والنجوى وهل يا قدس لا نقوى وهل يا قدس لا نقوى.
But first, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 5th of Rabiul Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar-Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 29th of May, 1402 of the Islamic Solar-Hijri calendar, and the 21st of October, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we start with the Holy Quran. For today, chapter Isra, verse 1, we'll listen to then the point of it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير.
Exalted is he who took his servant by night from Al-Masjid Al-Haram to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, whose surroundings we have blessed to show him of our signs. Indeed, he is the hearing, the seeing.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Ascension of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny to heavens is the most sacred of the journeys throughout history. The first verse of this surah discusses the issue of the journey by night of the Prophet from Masjid al-Haram, the sacred mosque, to Masjid al-Aqsa, Bayt al-Muqaddas, which has been a precursor for Mi'raj, the most sacred trip. This trip took place within one night and for a short time. Such a trip could have never been in the least possible given the conditions of the time and through ordinary means which were available in those days. In which case, the miraculous and extraordinary nature of it was obvious.
في القلب يندس والجرح في أضلعي أطويه يا قدس ما زال سهم الأمس في القلب يندس والجرح في أضلعي
As I told you, we're going to speak about Palestine, the Ummah's central cause. When addressing liberation issues and the conflict with colonialism and the enemies of the Ummah, the cause of Palestine arises as the central issue of the Muslim Ummah, not only because of its religious and strategic standing, but also because the Zionist project is of aggressive nature and cannot stabilize itself in Palestine unless Arab and Muslim countries of the region are weak, fragmented, and underdeveloped. The Palestine issue is the uniting issue on which Arabs and Muslims unite and meet to support it regardless of their differences. The Palestine issue is the compass since it redirects the Ummah's compass against its common enemy regardless of the ethnic, sectarian, and national differences.
I'd like to share some reflections on the painful events that are taking place worldwide and specifically in Palestine, whether it be in Jerusalem or the Gaza Strip or the West Bank. We find that our brothers and sisters in faith have been subject to a brutal form of oppression by an oppressive government, an oppressive military, and an oppressive police force. So at the end of the day, brothers and sisters, God is watching. The oppression that's taking place, the violence, you know, it's easy for us to become anxious and to think that where is God in all of this? Where is the justice in all of this? When is the perpetration of violence going to stop? And sometimes we think to ourselves, you know, we're tired of hearing about the oppression. Well, as tired as we are of hearing about the oppression, it's nothing like being in it. You know, we have the privilege of going to bed every night knowing that, for the most part, knowing that we're going to wake up, that our houses aren't going to get bombed by a drone or an F-16 or something like that. That our children are going to come back home safe. I don't want to talk about the images that are coming out of Palestine, out of Gaza today. They're too heartbreaking to even mention. What's being done to men, to women, to children, to babies. It's too much to talk about. But the point that I want to make is that these people who make alliances with the shaitan, at the end of the day, the shaitan is going to abandon them because the shaitan has no loyalty.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
Allah, yeah, Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Yeah, Allah, yeah, Allah.
This is today's special and leader's view on Palestine. Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, said, "From a humanitarian perspective, the oppression suffered by Palestinian families and how they are being treated would make all human beings feel responsible. It is surprising that human rights organizations are so indifferent. America and some other Western countries, as well as those who claim to be responsible for promoting democracy in the world, have disgraced themselves in the case of Palestine. This is because there is a nation now that does not have any role in the management of its homeland. This nation can never make its voice heard. Palestinians are an oppressed nation from a humanitarian point of view. They are faced with a highly oppressive and racist government. And this is a big lie told by America, international organizations, and Western intellectuals in their claims of promoting democracy."
يا غزة الأحرار
One way that we can support Palestine is donate and boycott. There are a number of reputable grassroots organizations you can support that are aimed at ending the Israeli occupation of Gaza and improving the day-to-day life of Palestinians living in peril. Standouts include the Palestine Child Relief Fund, IF Charity, which distributes funds to families impacted by the violence in Gaza, and Doctors Without Borders, an international organization that provides medical treatment to victims. Another notable movement is boycott, divestment, and sanctions, also known as BDS. It's an economic project that calls for consumers across the world to stop purchasing products from influential companies that have business ties to Israel.
What we're seeing right now is awareness and awakening on a massive global scale, like nothing ever done before. And inshallah, we ask God that the relief for the believers, the relief for those who are oppressed, comes soon and swiftly. At the end of the day, what we're experiencing right now, oppression, murder, brutal force being used against weaker populations is nothing new. In essence, the Islamic community, when it was first formed, had to fight against a force which was larger than it in size. It was larger than it in number. It was stronger and better equipped. However, one thing that they did not have was heart. One thing that they did not have was loyalty. The disbelievers in their own army were willing to sell each other out easily, whereas the believers were always willing to stick to one another. Nothing substitutes for loyalty. Nothing substitutes for trust. Nothing substitutes for the bonds of brotherhood. And we may be thousands of miles away, my friends, but that doesn't mean that we cannot come to the aid of our brothers and sisters.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. We were talking about Palestine, and we continue this topic on the next episode, inshallah. Till then, wassalamu alaikum.
Every day we tell each other that this day will be the last, and tomorrow we all can go home free, and all this will finally end. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow.